Cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those
stubborn aches. Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And let me explain to you that there really are people who want to regulate everything in our lives, who want to use the power of the central government to control what we say, what we do, what we think, they are intent upon accomplishing that. Now, one of the things they want to do is regulate thought, regulate speech, and the hate speech bill has been passed in Europe, Canada, elsewhere in the country, and using, of course, the idea of discriminating against homosexuals or disliking what the homosexuals do, or even saying that what they do is wrong because it's going to kill them, and if you care about homosexuals, you'd want to tell them, don't you know that this is against God's law, that there are consequences in what you do? Don't you realize you're going to die much younger if you carry on with this type of lifestyle? Oh, we can't do that because we might hurt their feelings. And so these people will continue dying, and the homosexuals will continue dying at a much younger age than other people, because there really are people who hate the homosexuals, but they're the ones who are pushing these laws, and the homosexuals really aren't smart enough to understand that they are simply pawns in a vicious game, and their lives, of course, are the ultimate prize, and their souls as well. So right now, of course, we have with us today Ted Pike, and the hate bills are coming back again. They will keep coming back until they get them through, or until the American people wake up and understand the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today with the forces of the prince of this world. The forces of darkness are aligned with the values that God laid down in the Holy Scriptures. So, Ted, tell us what's going on and what the status of this legislation is.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. Thank you also for that excellent introduction. Yes, we have two hate crimes bills, or bias crimes bills, however you want to term them, which are now coming before both the Senate and the House of Representatives. Many of our listeners are familiar with Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment, which he wants to tack on now to the big federal arms spending bill, which may soon be passed by the Senate. That bill number, Kennedy's bill number, is Senate Amendment, or SA-2067. Now, over in the House of Representatives, there's another bill which is not what is outwardly called a hate crimes bill, but it's a bias crimes bill. It's called ENDA, or the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and that number is H.R. 2015. Now, ENDA is very deceptive, because it wants to give the impression that it's protecting the rights of these homosexuals, these poor beleaguered homosexuals you've been talking about, rights to employment. And what it says is that if an employer declines to hire a homosexual because he is a homosexual or because of the religious convictions of the employer, he can be indicted federally under ENDA. He can be fined. If he repeats that offense, he could theoretically be held in contempt of court and serve some jail time. Also, if a landlord under ENDA doesn't want to let out his apartment or rent a house to a homosexual or a homosexual couple, he also can be indicted under ENDA, fined, and so on. And also if this employer in the workplace has a Bible study or makes comments about that this homosexual finds threatening or discriminatory, for example, using a phraseology out of the Old Testament about homosexuality, or if this employer terminates this homosexual because of his behavior in the bathroom and so on.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Ted Pike, and we're talking about this hate legislation or bias legislation. And, of course, the problem with this legislation is have to prove yourself innocent, because all they have to do is make the charge. And how do you prove that you didn't fire this fellow because he was homosexual? He may very well, of course, be a poor employee. But I will tell you, many homosexuals are very, very capable. Certainly, if you wanted to rent a home or an apartment to somebody, often you'd do far better actually renting to a homosexual, because, you know, they would keep it neat and tidy. It's just sort of the way that they are. But certainly, you would have to prove, you know, that you had not committed a hate crime, and, of course, you could be impoverished by so doing. And, of course, this type of legislation has no business in the federal courts, has no business in the federal government. How we feel, how we wish to live our lives, we should be free to discriminate or not to discriminate. And I don't think you ought to discriminate against people because of their race or because of their color or because certainly of their sexual preference. I mean, that is certainly your right, though. And you should have a right to be a bigot if you want to be in a free society. But it is no business of the federal government. And the mischief that could come out of this type of legislation with a massive expansion of thought police all across America is simply one more stepping stone towards, you know, this move towards a totalitarian state. But what people really don't recognize, and what so many people, you know, get all involved in the, well, you know, the homosexuals, it has nothing to do with homosexuality. This has to do with the spiritual battle for the souls of men. And really behind this whole homosexual movement is a rebellion against God. And if you understand that the fundamentals of almost everything going on today is the spiritual battle for the souls of men, yeah, and the survival of Christian civilization, then we don't get tied up on the individual issues. The one thing that protects us from a tyrannical government is the Constitution, and there is no place in the Constitution where such federal legislation is in anywhere justified. And that, of course, has to be one of our major talking points. If you believe in the Constitution, then have matters dealing with life, liberty, property, and even sexual preference dealt with at the state and local level. This is not a federal issue. Those people who make it a federal issue hate America, and they want to destroy this nation and bring God's judgment upon us. So pick the story up there, Ted.
Yes, well said. Well, speaking of a spiritual battle, this legislation has the churches in its sights. It says basically that the churches must hire homosexuals in non-spiritual areas. For example, as secretaries, bookkeepers, bookstores, employees, soup kitchens, summer counselors at Christian camps, all of those peripheral areas of employment in the church would come under the federal enforcement of ENDA. Homosexuals could demand to go into just about any area except the truly the sanctuary, the most spiritual aspects of a church. And what's also very threatening is that even that issue could be determined by a judge. And if you got a pro-homosexual judge and you say, well, we demand that we our clergy and our Sunday school teachers not be homosexuals, he might disagree with you and even erode your rights even further. So this legislation is incremental. It's, the proverbial camel getting its nose in the tent. But what its backers really want to do is completely displace Christians from any kinds of rights. You know, this legislation is very similar to SB 2, which was passed up here in Oregon. I'm an Oregon resident, and we had a massive pro-homosexual bill here passed this last winter. There was a tremendous reaction, protest by the churches in Oregon, and at the very last minute, the state house, these liberal Democrats conceded and backed off and did not also require the churches to give up rights for homosexuals to come in and take over all non-spiritual positions in church organizations. And unfortunately, there was a referendum that was proposed and initiated, but the latest reports are it's pretty much collapsed as the pastors are rationalizing that there's nothing we can do, and it creates controversy in the church and might even offend new visitors to the churches. So this is a real fight, not just for privileges in the church. It's a fight for the future of Christianity and Christian civilization, because if the homosexuals can have federally enforced rights to demand to become clergy and go into any church in the nation, you know, it's bad enough to have some of these big liberal churches like Church of England, Anglican, or United Methodist or something like that allow homosexual priests and clergy, but when every church in the country, every evangelical fundamentalist church will be required to allow these inroads by the homosexuals even into the sanctuary and the altar of their churches, that really is an abomination.
With us.
Are you there, Doctor?
Yes, I am. I was just saying that, you know, the thing is that they really want to get the Christians to hate the homosexuals, the homosexuals to hate the Christians. We can't fall into their trap because Satan is the architect of this whole thing, and there's a strong spiritual force that has taken over people's lives and brought them into this lifestyle, which is an open rebellion against God. That's what homosexuality is, an open rebellion against God. And the only thing that's going to help them is God's love. And we can't allow them to manipulate ourselves. And the Christians into this, we can say what they're doing is wrong, but it has to be for the right reasons. We care for the homosexuals. And to give them special rights, of course, is to endorse a lifestyle that's going to kill them. That's got to be our message.
That's right. You know, both of these bills are coming before the House and the Senate very soon. Now, we do have a vacation of the Rosh Hashanah Jewish holiday this Thursday. So tomorrow is the last day of this week's congressional deliberations, but people really need to get on their phones immediately tomorrow morning, Wednesday, and call their member of the Senate concerning the hate bill and the Kennedy's hate bill and their House member from their district concerning the ENDA bias workplace discrimination bill. If I could just give that telephone number, toll-free number, I'd appreciate it.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's the toll-free number to your senators from your district is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number, 1-877-851-6437. This will take you to both the House and the Senate. There is a toll number, which is 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number, in case the toll-free is blocked, is 202-224-3121. Now, when you're calling your senator, tell him, please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment. The number again on that is SA, or Senate Amendment, 2067. Just tell them that hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. And then when you're calling your House member, say to the representative there, please tell the congressman or congresswoman not to vote for ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, because I, as a property owner, have the right to determine who rents my apartment or occupies my business or is employed in my business, not homosexuals. This is a critical time in our history, because if we get these hate crimes laws in, we will very rapidly, these laws will all be expanded on, adjudicated from the bench, defined by liberal judges throughout the judicial peck order from top to bottom, and they are the ones who will flesh out and define and tighten up these laws into speech crimes laws like they have in Canada. This was the history in Canada, was that the Anti-Defamation League and B'nai B'rith came in 1971, and after literally 10 or 15 years of lobbying pressure on Ottawa, Parliament in Ottawa, finally, just as Parliament was disbanding for the Christmas vacation and a lot of members, MPs, were already gone, they slipped in their hate bill, and that hate crimes law has been a blight on freedom of speech in Canada ever since. And what we don't want to happen now is for us to drop the ball, and I'm a little concerned, quite frankly, that ENDA is not getting the kind of protest and alerts out of the new right that it should be getting. We had a pretty good response against the federal hate bill, but ENDA seems to be less threatening to Christian conservative leaders. And I've been doing talk shows all week just trying to get out the word that this is also very high-profile anti-Christian legislation that we cannot allow to get established.
Well, of course, what it does is take away property rights. And
yes.
Whenever you feel, property rights are one of the basic human rights, and you take away property rights, you take away the right to life and the pursuit of happiness, and Certainly, you'll never find the word life and liberty mentioned in the Constitution without the word property.
Yes.
Take away people's property rights, you've taken away their freedom. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if it can happen to property owners, it can happen to you. The people on the other side are doing this incrementally, but they have an agenda. And that is, of course, to totally destroy the foundation of our country. And there is no place in the Constitution, and the constitutional law, where this is constitutional. What we need to do is get back to our Constitution to limit the power of the central authority so that men, all men, can be free. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Ted Pike.
Black Rookie purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
January when this new Congress convened. I had been in great foreboding, frankly, that if the Democrats ever got control of Congress, we wouldn't be able to hold back the passage of the hate bill and similar thought crimes Orwellian legislation. But fortunately, about 6 weeks into this new year, the new right leaders, the Dobson and American Family Association, Tony Perkins's organization and others have come to our aid and have rallied, especially against the federal hate crimes bill and also against legislation that would have put very crushing restrictions upon small Christian conservative lobbyist organizations. Section 220 of the lobby reform bill was defeated, which wanted to do that. Also, we've been able to defeat actually two of those lobby bills. One was defeated in the Senate, one was defeated in the House. Also, the amnesty bill, the fairness doctrine bill was defeated. So we've had some monumental victories, and I just want to pass this on to our listeners not to be discouraged. It seems like sometimes that the opposition to truth in our republic and God and country and so on is overwhelming, but the people have been standing up. A minority, of course, of Christian conservative activists, they've been calling in. I've, of course, been on doing a lot of talk radio and have been doing a lot today. Probably talked about 800,000 people yesterday in many broadcasts. And so I'm working to get out the news, but some of these other organizations on the far right, on alternative talk radio, as well as the evangelical right, are working with us. I do, as I mentioned earlier, I do wish there was more publicity against ENDA, and I wish that we could persuade the president to veto ENDA, as well as the hate crimes legislation. The president has committed himself to veto the federal hate bill if it is passed by the Senate, but we are keeping our fingers crossed about that because he did promise to pass a hate bill when in his first term as president, a modified hate bill, and what we don't want to see happening is that the opposition starts to die down and then the president does veto the hate bill but then begins to parley with the Senate Democrats and House Democrats and works out some kind of a modified hate bill. And that could be just as deadly as the original. So it's very important that people put the pressure on right now. Make those simple two calls. If you can't do anything else, call your senators. There'll be three calls. Senators and your House member, and let them know that you won't stand for a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada's being established in the United States.
All right, fine. Well, I think it certainly is something that deserves the support of the people out there, and I hope that you will, if you're listening to the program, will follow Ted's advice. One more time, I want those telephone numbers out.
Yes. Just one thing before I give the numbers. If people want to do more than just call their member of the House and the Senate, they can come to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. And there on our action page, you can go to where we have 37 of the most likely prospects for a change of mind on the hate bill. We have 10 liberal Democrats, as well as something like 27 Republicans who kind of are straddling the fence. Spend an hour and call each one of those members of the Senate and tell them that please vote against Senator Kennedy's hate bill. See if we can bring even over two or three. If we could do that, we could smash the hate bill because, you see, they have to have a full 60 votes in order to pass the hate crimes bill. And if we can just get a few to come back over, then we can filibuster, we can hold it back, and that will destroy the hate bill in this term of Congress. So the toll-free number, again, to your senators from your district is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-224-2484. 3121.
One more time, the numbers, Ted.
Yes, toll-free number to your senator or representative, 877-851-6437, and the toll number is 202-224-3121.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Senior Ted Pike's been with us. Ted, do you have anything else you want to say, or should we let you go?
Well, I think I pretty much said it. And,
all right, fine. Well, thank you so very much. Keep up the great work, and keep us posted as to what's happening, will you?
I certainly will. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, fine. Well, we'll just open lines the rest of this hour. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But what I really wanted to bring out was the fact that the Israeli government has, at rifle point, at gunpoint, gone around to Israeli homes and picked up the gas masks there, promising the Israelis that they would refurbish the gas masks, make them more efficient, you know, replace the certainly the valves in there and all the things that make them work, the cartridges. But of course, now that Israel faces the very real possibility of a chemical or biological attack from Syria, why Barack, who is the defense minister, steadfastly refuses to give the Israeli people back their gas masks. Now, certainly if you knew, if you were in a country and you were facing a biological or chemical attack, wouldn't you want gas masks for your wife and children and yourself? Certainly the advisors to the defense minister, Mr. Barak, have urged him strongly, insisted that he give the gas masks back. But he's in charge, and he refuses to give them back. And what this is doing is creating terror in the hearts of the Israeli people and giving them a sense of sort of hopelessness, as if even their own leaders are working against them. And the truth of the matter is the leaders of Israel are working against the Israeli people, because their loyalty is not to Israel, it's to Zionism, but of course to the people who control them, who are the globalists. The same people who control our country and are leaving Israel open to destruction should there be a war in the Near East in the near future, with no defense for the people. The civilian defense shelters, the bomb shelters, the bacteriological and chemical shelters are poorly supplied, especially in the areas most likely to be hit. And everything is being done to undermine the confidence of the Israeli people and to strike fear in their hearts so they will be supple and they will not resist what lies ahead for them, which I believe in many instances is going to be a far worse genocide than occurred in Germany during the Second World War. Well, then let's carry this forward to the United States. If you are listening to Mr. Chertoff and the other people from the Office of Homeland Security, you'll find that they keep talking about a very real danger of a nuclear attack on America, that after all we've seen, the Osama bin Laden is still alive, and if you don't believe it, you go up on the internet and look at that picture the CIA put up there. Now, of course, the one thing is, if you look at the pictures of Osama 5 years ago, he had gray in his beard, but he must be using Grecian formula, because his beard is not only much fuller, but it's much blacker, no streaks of gray at all. So there, they must have Grecian formula or some other, so maybe a little shoe blocking, and how he could grow so much more beautiful, fuller a beard. Before it was sort of scraggly, but not now. It's a beautiful, full, black beard. And of course, the face doesn't look at all like Osama bin Laden, but that doesn't matter. I mean, are you going to believe your lying eyes, or are you going to believe the government? Well, you must understand that there may well be a danger of a nuclear attack on America, but don't you worry. The government's made all of the preparations. In fact, the Department of the Army commissioned a private company some years ago to develop a medicine that would protect the American people from the effects of bleeding and the other effects of radiation illness that is associated with a nuclear attack. Because, of course, if you're right close to the epicenter of a nuclear attack, why, you're going to die if you're a distance away. Of course, you'll survive the blast, and even a certain amount of radiation is not harmful. But if you're very, very close and you get too much radiation, you're going to die unless you have the medicine. And the medicine, they prove, a private company put up $100 million or more, developed the medicine, and it worked. It worked very well experimentally. And then, of course, they had to get, of course, the Army to agree to buy it before they could go into mass production. And the Department of Defense steadfastly refused to actually purchase from the company that had spent $100 million to develop this very effective medicine against radiation illness. Would save the lives of millions of Americans if there were a nuclear attack on this country. And even CBS 60 Minutes did a program on this, and if you want to see it, we'd be glad to get copies of the conversation. It was all up there on the internet, and of course it was on 60 Minutes, and they talked to the people from the company, and they had effective medication, and it had been cleared by the FDA, it had been cleared, all ready to go into mass production, but the Defense Department refused to purchase it. Not only for their own soldiers, but for the general population. It wasn't going to be that expensive. They'd already invested $100 million of their own money, which had raised on the open markets. And the gentleman, I've forgotten which one of the interviewers it was from 60 Minutes, but it was asking somebody from the Department of Defense, well, why don't you purchase it? And the man said, oh, well, we've made the decision. We're going to wait till there's a a nuclear attack. And then if there's a nuclear attack, we'll go ahead and purchase it. And the fellow from 60 Minutes said, why would you want to wait until there's a nuclear attack? The people are going to die. I mean, it's going to take you months to get this medicine produced. And how could you possibly sacrifice the lives of all those Americans? And the fellow said, well, it's not my policy. It's the government policy. We're going to wait until, there's the attack, and then we're going to order it so they can begin producing it. It'll take months. And, if you look at this logically, it really doesn't make sense. And so if something doesn't make sense logically, there has to be another explanation. And, of course, there really is. The people in charge really want to kill off millions of American citizens because we have people in key positions in our government who have a different agenda. Their loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream of a new world order, a new world religion, and, of course, a new world leader. And there's just too many people in America. And what better way to demoralize this country than to allow millions of people to die unnecessarily? And we get to who was responsible, they'll shrug their shoulders and say, well, it wasn't us, it was those guys who were here, but they're already left the government, so nobody's responsible. We've spent literally billions of dollars on Tamiflu in case of a bird flu epidemic, but actually the problem is that the Tamiflu creates a great deal of illness and disease, and people die from this, and really it doesn't work efficiently against the avian flu epidemic, in fact. But the reason that America and the other countries throughout the world have laid in large supplies of Tamiflu is because it's produced by a company that was partially owned and actually was run by Donald Rumsfeld. And Rumsfeld is part of this brotherhood of darkness, this brotherhood of evil that works behind the scenes. And he's made, of course, countless millions of dollars because of his stocks there. How he could maintain those stocks and certainly work in government, I don't know. But you have to understand that the laws that would apply to other people do not apply to the elite. They have special laws for them. They have special bunkers for them to go to if we have a nuclear or chemical or biological attack. There just aren't any for you, and they've done the same thing. They actually have antibiotics stored in case of other biological attacks, but they're not telling anybody where they are. Certainly they are not doing anything to build bunkers or provide defenses for the average individual. There are no supplies to protect the American people in case of a chemical, neurological, or biological attack. And what's the plan? The same thing as it is in Israel. They're just going to let the people die. People say that couldn't happen, and yet, of course, if you read the writings of people like Jacques Cousteau, who talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day, and if you doubt that, we'll send you the pages out of the UNESCO Courier where Jacques Cousteau is quoted as saying that, or certainly Bertrand Russell in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about how wonderful it will be if we just could have a black plague sweep the world, every generation, because war has not been that effective in killing off the people, and how they're going to put things into our diet, into injections and injunctions. In fact, his wording was by diet, injections, or injunctions. We're going to so alter the mind of the youth that they will never again be able to challenge what they've been told by their teachers. That comes, I believe, from page 50 or 51 of his book, The Impact of Science on Society, the other quotation on the Black Plague. Sweeping the world in every generation are in pages of 103 and 104 of his book, The Impact of Science on Society. You'll actually see those pages. We've actually got permission to reproduce them in our syllabus. Our syllabus called The Hidden Agenda, going into how they're poisoning our people with water fluoridation. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We'd like to know what you'd like to talk about, what you're thinking about. I have nothing specifically prepared, so I'd like to hear from you what your thoughts about what's going on in the world today. Now, of course, we're putting together a four-tape set on civilian defense, the things that you need to think about with real experts. We are carrying a great book nuclear war survival skills distributed to the Doctors for Defense Preparedness, and they've had no good program of putting it out, so we're going to distribute the book. Actually, was written, prepared by the Department of Defense back in 79. It has the directions in there. How to make a radiation meter, and we're offering a little kit for $10. We will not sell this, however, independent of the you're getting this, the book Nuclear War Survival Skills, because it's about 40 pages of directions and explanations, and we don't want to have to copy those and get them to you, but it's inexpensive, and at least you'll have some idea whether or not there really is radiation out there. It's pretty slick. It was developed by the military for, the people who cannot afford expensive radiation meters. You need to begin making preparations to look after yourself. I mean, so you can get all sorts of gas masks and these masks out at the that you would use for paint filters and things like that. If you can't afford a regular gas mask, get these. You can get them at any hardware store and get other things to cover up your face, a ski mask. And they're certainly not perfect, but they're better than nothing at all. And chances are, if you have simple preparations, you and your family will survive. Probably the most important things that you can get would be the video, and we're carrying it, called Sheltering in Place. That's Sheltering in Place, and we think it's important to tell. It's put together by a man named Wayne LeBaron. In fact, we're going to be interviewing him for 2 hours this evening, and if you do listen to our evening program, you'll want to hear Wayne. He's been at this for many years. A very soft-spoken gentleman. He's been a health officer in Utah for many years. But he himself is the victim of radiation illness. And who do we have calling in? Well, Tracy in New York, go ahead. Good to hear from you. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question, Dr. Stan. You were talking about the vaccine a few minutes ago.
Yes, it wasn't a vaccine. It was a medication.
A medication.
Right.
And my question is there any reason to prevent this company from marketing it directly to the people?
There's none of it, except that the fact that they just would have to get large orders, an order probably for $10 or $20 million to begin production, and they've given up on this because the federal government's refused to go along with this, and they don't have the funds. They'd already put out over $100 million expecting the government was going to order $500 million to $1 billion worth. That's what they've been promised. And the government reneged on their promise because they have no intention of saving our lives. And unfortunately, the medication is not available.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you have to understand the crass indifference of the people in positions of power. They do not want us to survive. And believe me, Chris, behind them are powerful spiritual forces that I fear are going to bring God's judgment on this nation. And so you're going to have to start thinking of how you're going to survive yourself and protect your family. And, of course, chances are, whereabouts do you live right now?
Pardon me?
Where do you live? What part of New York?
I'm in western New York, Canandaigua, between Rochester and Syracuse.
All right, fine. Chances are you're not going to get a direct nuclear attack there. You're not going to get, for you, you're not going to get that amount of radiation. The attack will probably come on the densely populated areas like New York and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and Miami and Boston, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there, of course, this medication would save millions of lives. Chances are you're going to be all right, but you need to know how to survive. You need to know how to, of course, measure the radiation. You need to have your food and water and other supplies in because you do not want to go out. And in case there is an epidemic of some sort, you don't want to have to be going to the store where you're going to come in contact with other people who may be infected. If you can just stay in your home for a period of time without going outside, at least certainly without having to go to the store, we'd be able to save 90%, 95% of our people, those who are not in the immediate vicinity of a major blast. But the government knows exactly what they're doing. They're doing exactly the same thing to our people that they're doing to the Israeli people when they collected their gas masks and then refused to give them back. And you say, why would they do that?
I know. I was appalled when I heard that because just a few years ago I was aware that Israel had accommodated their people. And I was saying, well, why isn't our government doing likewise.
Well, you see,
and now I hear you today, and it's like, wow.
Well, you can go up in the Internet if you have access to the Internet. Just Google in Barack, B-A-R-R-A-K, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Barack collects gas masks, and they'll tell you this story. If you can't get it from there, we've certainly got it.
Oh, I'm not doubting what you're saying. I've listened to you now for a few years, and I know that you're very credible. And it was just appalling to know that they would renege on their people, and at the same time, I'm boasting about them versus our government not supplying us, and it's just a wash. And,
well, you see, so much of what's going on today, Tracy, just doesn't make sense.
No,
if
it doesn't
make sense. There has to be another explanation. I think it's B-A-A-R-A-K, as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Rock.
Well, okay. I certainly appreciate you, Dr. Stan, for answering my question. And all the days, many days I've heard you, thank you for your efforts. But I still have a concern because my kids and grandkids live in New York City.
Oh,
and how does one really survive knowing that their family is exposed, if should it happen?
I know.
But,
I share your concern,
mm-hmm.
and I wish that they weren't living in that, because those are the target areas.
Oh, for sure.
I
don't doubt that at all. But thank you, Dr. Stan, and bless you and your family.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this hour's program. We got a great program coming this next hour, so don't even think about changing the dial. Right here at Radio Liberty.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help so we can continue doing what we're doing. And of course, as you know, we're on shortwave 4 hours a day, and then, of course, we're on Internet, and you can get us on Telstar 5. And you can get a feed. You can hear Radio Liberty 9 hours a day on Telstar 5. And of course, you can either get yourself a satellite receiver, or very soon we're going to have a little of Wi-Fi portable radios. You'll be able, if you're in a Wi-Fi area, you'll be able to pull down that 24-hour-a-day feed. And then, of course, we have radio stations. We buy time on all across America. But believe me, it's an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd certainly love to hear from you. Because right now we've got to reach as many people as we can in the time that's left for us. So then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, look at the various items we have. You know, we are going to be having an all-day conference. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay on the 28th of October. And we've got a great lineup of speakers. Dr. Garth Nichols will be there. Some of my favorites, Carol Matriciano, Ron Brown, Michael Shaw. So if you can possibly make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And if you're going to need outside, if you're making reservations at a hotel, we do have a block of rooms, rates, and but of course they're only going to be available until the 28th of September. Then the price is going to go up. So, if you're thinking of coming in and want to make reservations, do it now. And of course, we hope you'll call us at 1-800-544-8927. We have to know how many people are going to be there. I think we're going to get a good turnout again this year. Give us a call, and if you have friends, other people that need to get information, it's going to be all day long, going to be serving lunch, and we always have a good time. Now, we do have some great new four tape sets. We have one on the secret history of America's, of the American Empire, and that's the secret history of the American Empire. It goes with the book of the secret history of the American Empire. And so you can hear the four tape sets, and of course you can get the book from Radio Liberty. Of course, it's the book is written by John Perkins, who wrote the book The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And so both books we carry, and we have 2 4 tape sets on the subject. We have a book on the changing church, because the church has been infiltrated very, very effectively. We have, of course, a 4 tape set on globalism, the secret threat, the impending police state, which goes into the Military Commissions Act, and of course, the doing away with the Posse Comitatus Act, and all of the things that are leading us towards a dictatorship today. People say it can't happen here, and I ask, why not? If God is just, he's going to bring justice on America. We have a 4 tape set on medical myths, what you need to know, the North American community, and the truth about the Holocaust. All of these 4 tape sets or 4 CD sets available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't laid in your supply of emergency foods, let me suggest you do it now. If you need a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one, but don't put off. If you need a barrel to supply water with, and you need something to purify your water, like the Berkey units, if you need pumps to get the water out of the 55-gallon barrels, if you need grinders for the food, get your food now, because it's going to be increasingly in short supply. The prices are going up. We can get it now when it's not genetically modified, but increasingly so much of the food is genetically modified. Make your list, get what you possibly can, and get the rest of it later. And then, of course, understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not the illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of this station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, today they're going to be the views of Mr. Yuri Felstinsky, and he has his PhD. He's a native of Russia. He's come to the United States, and he's a Russian historian. He's taken numerous trips back to Russia, and of course he and his friend Mr. Benenko had written a book called Blowing Up Russia, and we've interviewed him in the past, but there are so many things going on today because our relationship with Russia seems to be changing, and changing very rapidly. And the average American, I don't think, has any idea of the implications of what's happening in the Near East, in the Middle East, or in the relationships we have with the Soviet Union. But certainly Putin has put his bombers back on alert. The Cold War is beginning to loom, certainly between Russia and Europe. And now that America is, of course, going to be putting, interceptors, anti-ballistic missiles, supposedly into Czechoslovakia and Poland to protect Europe from Iran. And the Russians don't believe that for 1 minute. Well, let's get Mr. Felstinsky's impression of what's going on. What's the greatest problem with Russia right now, Mr. Felstinsky?
Well, I think the greatest problem is that they are going to have elections in 2008. And I always have difficulty with this word elections in Russia now, because it is clear to everybody, it is well understood that there are not going to be elections in a real meaning of this word. The next president of Russia is going to be selected by a group of top KGB or FSB, as they call themselves now, officers, the Federal Security Bureau generals. They will select the next president of Russia, and then they will promote him to this position through official election process. But since the Russian government now controls all major TV channels and newspapers, there are not going to be any elections. Now, in order to have the general of the KGB as the next president of Russia, you have to create a particular political situation, a political crisis. If you look at history of Russian elections recently, they always had crisis, a major crisis, prior to elections. They had the First Chechen War, which was started in 1995, prior to elections of 1996. They had the Second Chechen War, which was started in 1999, prior to elections of 2000. 2004 was an exception because Putin actually was, running for the second term. But in 2008, they're going to have another crisis. And unless something else will happen inside Russia, they are definitely preparing themselves for the statement that Russia again is dealing with a kind of Cold War situation when it's surrounded by enemy states, when it has to fight for its survival. And that's what we are seeing now.
And so basically what you're saying is that the KGB is going to create the myth of an enemy to rally the people behind the government so the people will vote for a strong man in Russia to protect themselves from that a boogeyman of the external enemy. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, well, they were doing this since 1917 AD. What the Soviet government always was doing, making a statement that it's surrounded by enemy states.
Hold on, stop right there. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearItonline.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Yuri is our guest today. Yuri Felsinski was saying that as soon as Putin came to power in the year 2000, and remember that Putin was the head of the FSB, which is really the old KGB. Now, it's been the tradition that the KGB always controlled the government, going all the way back to, shortly after Stalin died, with the exception of the period when Yeltsin was there. But, certainly Putin comes from the intelligence service, and then once he got into power, he started putting other people from the intelligence services, the ruthless, brutal KGB, into key positions in his government. Because, of course, with the government like they have in Russia, why, they can do whatever they want to, so go right ahead. Could you just describe what happened at that point then?
Well, and so if you think what kind of operation this is, you have to agree that this was a very serious operation. The goal of this operation was to take political and economic control over the whole country. And, you know, taking into account that there were two Chechen wars which were artificially created for the same purpose or, you know, as a part of this operation, the explosion of 99 of several apartment buildings in Russia and, you know, taking life of 300 people in Russia was not really a big deal for KGB to do.
In other words, they just simply blew up the buildings, they killed the people there, their own people simply.
Right, but they need to have a reason to start the war, and right. This gave them the reason to start the Chechen War. Because when they started the first Chechen War in 95, they were doing the same action. They were organizing several small terrorist attacks in Moscow. But this did not really work. First of all, local militia arrested those terrorists, and they happened to be from the FSB, and this was a, you know, a compared to the free country in that time. There was freedom of speech under Yeltsin, and militia, of course, was trying to deal with terrorists, so they arrested them, and they, all of them, happened to be members of the Russian Secret Service. That's why in 1999, when they were doing actually the same, when they were organizing the second Chechen War, because the first one after this was ended very quickly by Yeltsin in 96, they had to go with something more spectacular, and the decision to blow up apartment buildings in Russia was for them as a, you know, clever move. People were so frightened and so confused that this gave the government enough time to declare war to Chechnya immediately. And when actually journalists were starting to ask questions and try to analyze what was happening, it was actually too late because the war was already going on.
And of course, the thing is that they really were totally indifferent to the fact that they'd killed 300 of their own people.
Well, they are. It's very difficult for us to believe this, but I talked to several people from the Russian Secret Service, and both to defectors and to those who lived in Russia, and all of them basically told me that this is a psychological question which we civilians have difficulties to understand. But for a military person trained as a special services officer in Russia, this is not actually a big deal, and he just would follow order. And that's something what we have to accept.
And of course, really, then, this is all a matter of striking fear in the hearts of the Russian people, so they'll, you know, my goodness, maybe I'll get blown up next. We just better go along with the government. They'll protect us. Was that the attitude?
Well, first of all, the life in Russia is very cheap, and people, unfortunately, are very cynical. And the life in Russia is very, actually, difficult indeed. And Russia has a history, a tragic and terrible history of people being killed by the government. So what probably would surprise us, a Westerner, does not really seems so unbelievable and difficult to believe to Russians. They do know that the government basically has no difficulties to kill them every time they need to kill them. So it's kind of an everyday situation in Russia.
Well, I remember when we were speaking before, you said something I will never forget. You said that, you know, of course, you go to Russia, you go to Moscow, St. Petersburg. I mean, these are beautiful cities and very modern, but you get an hour outside of the major cities, you are back in the 19th century. In other words, once you get outside of the major cities, Russia is a very backward, undeveloped nation. Now, that's not the impression we get here in the United States. Oh, Russia. Russia, you know, has this tremendous industrial capacity and is building nuclear weapons and it's building intercontinental ballistic missiles and, you know, it's been able to develop its oil wells and its natural gas facilities and putting in all of these pipelines. So that now it, of course, is becoming an economic powerhouse. In fact, it has more in the way of reserves than the United States. But how could a backward nation, as backward as Russia really is, do all of these things. It just is not feasible, nor is it logical.
Well, first of all, Russia is a huge country, and there are different parts of Russia. Now, when tourists go to Russia, they usually go to Moscow and St. Petersburg. That's what they see. Russia always was a very centralized empire. During the Soviet years, this was especially so, and that's why the Soviet Union collapsed. It simply could not exist as a centralized economy and as a centralized empire. Yeltsin knew this, and that's why he was trying to decentralize the country, to give as much power to local officials and local governments as is possible, to decentralize the economy, to allow local businesses to invest money locally. This was the strategic idea behind all this move, that Russia will develop equally, not only in the center, not only in Moscow and St. Petersburg, but everywhere. When Putin became the president, he came back to the old idea of the centralized Soviet Union, well, small Soviet Union, which now we call Russian Federation, but the idea is the same, that they will have another empire which is centralized, which is commanded from Moscow, through Moscow. They took all power, local power, from local officials. They canceled many elections. Because of this, business people who were investing money locally because they had to have good relations with local governments moved to Moscow. Russia, again, is a corrupt country and a very bureaucratic country. For every permission and licenses and signatures, they need now to go to Moscow. So they live in Moscow, they spend money in Moscow, they do not depend on local governments, and for this reason they do not invest money locally. So Moscow and St. Petersburg are doing all right, and the rest of the country is suffering. That's what's happening. And in today's world, as we know, you do not really have to be a superpower to have a nuclear weapon. We unfortunately are entering the century when probably every African nation could allow itself to have nuclear bomb very soon. So the question is not whether a country has enough capacity to kill somebody else and to blow up a nuclear bomb. The question is whether there is a toilet paper in a toilet outside Moscow, in a public restroom. And so far, there is no toilet paper. So when the toilet paper will be there, I guess we could name Russia as the superpower.
Well, anyway, of course, certainly we hear about how Russia has done such a tremendous job in drilling oil wells and drilling gas wells and building the pipeline, so that today they have over, I think, something like 440 billion dollars in reserves, actually more reserves than we have. How were they able possibly to do all that construction when they had such a poor country to begin with? Were they getting help from the West?
Well, first of all, the economy is now a global economy. We could ask the same question about Arab countries, which are oil-producing countries, which are doing fairly well. And this has nothing to do with general development or a culture. This is a very, indeed, primitive thing to do, to get oil from inside your land, to build a pipeline and to sell it. And you do it using foreign credits and foreign money. And again, Russia is doing quite well now because of high prices for oil and gas. But you do not have to think, of course, that those money are equally invested, equally, distributed, and that everybody gets an equal share, a fair share of those money. This is not so. Those money are entered in pockets of several companies or a group of individuals. And unfortunately, again, these individuals, all of them, belong to the ruling corporation which rules Russia now.
No, what corporation really rules Russia now?
Well, this is a very simple question which now has a very simple answer. The name of this corporation is the FSB, the Federal Security Bureau.
All right, the old KGB then.
That's the old KGB. And again, this system, of course, was not created by KGB, I should say. It was created by Yeltsin in 96. When Yeltsin in 96 ran for the presidency, he had, great problems to be reelected. He had basically no public support because of the war in Chechnya and because of terrible economic situation in Russia, because prices for oil and gas were very low in 96. So he had an agreement with a major Russian oligarch, rich business people, who gave him money to organize his presidential campaign. And Yeltsin won, but for this he created this corporation of Russian oligarchs who were ruling the country for 4 years.
And weren't they really the old KGB?
No, they were not. But KGB realized what should be done.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
Ted Anderson from Ida. September 11, 2007, gold 712.60 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $735.01, $362.50 for half, $181.25 for quarter. That's $735.01, $362.50, and $181.25.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was simply asking our guest this for this day, Yuri Feltzinski, you know, if he thought that there would be more tension between Russia and the West. We would see a return of the Cold War, and so Mr. Feltzinski was saying that certainly economics have changed everything, that certainly, you know, that they want, of course, to be able to continue selling their oil and natural gas to the West, just as much as the West wants to buy that. And, of course, there's one thing of politics, and there's another thing of economics. So pick the story right up there.
Well, so the political conflicts which Russia has now are very artificial. They had Russian-Georgian conflicts over Georgian wine, Russian-Moldavian conflicts over Moldavian wine. Russia was prohibiting importation of those wines into Russia. They had Russian-Polish conflicts over Polish beef. They had Russian-Estonian conflicts over Estonian monuments when Estonians wanted to dismantle some Soviet monuments which were built by the Soviet government when the Baltic states were occupied. Now they're sending Russian strategic bombers to Britain like every day. And they're probably going to oppose United States from now on everywhere they could, in Iran, in Kosovo, in Europe, etc. But saying about all these conflicts, that they're artificial, we also have to remember that Russia is still a very weak country. It is much weaker than it was when the Soviet Union was in existence. It has a lot of problems, economic problems, political problems, social problems. They were doing badly in Chechnya. The situation in Russia is still not very actually stable. And I do not really think that Russia could afford itself to have a full-scale Cold War the way it was done by the Soviet Union. Russia is very different. Whether Putin wants to have Cold War or not, people are different. People are able to read. There is an internet which is not under government control. It is very, very difficult to bring Russia back to the old Soviet style of life.
Well, do you foresee that if there was a confrontation between the United States and Iran, that Russia would take Iran's side, or would they simply stay on the sidelines?
Well, I think they will take Iran's side in terms of propaganda. I'm quite sure that they're going to be neutral in real military economic situation. Russia has enough problems with Muslim population of Russia. I do not really think that it's in the interest of Russia to have, a neighboring Iran as a nuclear power. I hope the Russian government will have enough brains to understand this, and I hope the Russian government will have enough brains not to, create additional difficulties to the United States. Indeed, we have to say that every time it comes to a critical moment, the Russian government, after all blessings, actually doesn't do anything. At least that's how it was so far. We will see whether this will continue, but once again, I think the reality is that Russia is still very weak, and with the new president coming in 2008, they're probably going to be dealing with the redistribution of power, redistribution of economics in Russia, And I really hope that Russia will not go for a full-scale Cold War, simply because it is not able to do it anyway.
Well, of course, now we hear that that Russia has been selling Iran and is presumably Syria, you know, a great deal of weapons. Some of those weapons are really very effective weapons that could be used against American forces, some of the very, very sophisticated and lethal weapons. Do you have any idea how much in the way of weapons and that Russia has sold to Iran and to Syria in recent months or years?
Well, first of all, we are talking about people who were working for KGB all their lives. And these people who were working for KGB under the old Soviet regime are now in political control of Russia. Traditionally, they are anti-Western and anti-American. Traditionally, they were always involved in selling of weapons to questionable governments and countries which are, you know, enemies of the United States. Aside from financial issue, which is always a factor, especially now. So that's why they are selling those weapons yesterday, they are selling them today, and they will continue to sell them tomorrow. I'm afraid, is the reality with which we are going to exist.
Hold that thought, please.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was asking Yuri Felsinski whether or not he thought there would be a war between the United States and Iran. He said that there's no way really to tell one way or the other, especially since we don't have all of the intelligence that is available, and he was just concluding his remarks. So what would your parting thought be on that issue of whether or not there will be possibly a war between the United States and Iran?
Well,
now, you don't have to answer that. I'm not trying to pin you down.
No, that is the problem. The problem is that there would be probably no answer between yes, no, you know, choice between yes and no. The problem is that we are entering the century when a nuclear threat or a possession of nuclear weapons by a particular government is going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue with Iran. It might be an issue with any other country within 20, 30, or 50 years. So this is going to be an issue. And the major question is, what do we do if we do know that another country is creating nuclear weapons? And we do know that several countries probably try to create it now. Countries like Pakistan, countries like Iran, and India. The major question is whether we are going to use a military power to deal with the government every time the government is trying to create a nuclear weapon. And if the answer is yes, then I am afraid, or I think there is going to be a war between the United States and Iran. But if the answer is no, then probably there is not going to be a war with Iran, and we will take our chance to see and to hope that the Iranian government will be smart enough not to create the bomb at the end. But that's the problem. You see, we are entering a situation which never existed before. We do not really have any experience in dealing with the government which is bluffing or not bluffing to use nuclear weapons, because unfortunately you never know whether this is a bluff or a real plan. And with all other weapons, usually countries had, you know, some time to react. A tank division needs time for mobilization. An airplane needs time, you know, to fly to another country. With nuclear weapons, it's very difficult because the time factor is actually almost non-existent. And this brings us to a new philosophical conception, how to deal with it. And honestly, I do not really know the answer, because if Hitler would develop nuclear weapons, we would know now that he would not bluff. Does the Iranian government bluff him? I have no idea.
All right, fine. Well, let's just, before we go on, I want to take a moment and let people know how to get a hold of a copy of the book you wrote on blowing up Russia. And, of course, it was written with Viktor Litvinenko, who was poisoned. Do you really think that he was poisoned because of the information in the book?
Well, I think, again, at this point, it is not a question of what I think. It is not a question of what we know. We do know that he was poisoned by a very rare radioactive material which is produced only in Russia. We do know that everything what's connected to radioactivity in Russia is under strict government control, and in today's Russia especially, it's under strict control of the Russian secret service. We do know that even if you get this material inside Russia, you would have a lot of troubles to smuggle it out of Russia unless you have clearance from the Russian secret service to do so. And when, in addition to everything, you have three FSB officers from Russia being involved in this poisoning, one of those officers is officially, you know, announced by the Scotland Yard as the officer who is suspected of being involved in this murder, Mr. Lugovoy. When you also see how the Russian government is involved in major cover-up, on propagandistic level of this crime, there is no doubt that the Russian government and the Russian Secret Service is behind the Snowden. And everybody who spent at least some time to read about this killing and to analyze the situation would agree that the Russian government is behind.
And, of course, certainly there have been a number of journalists have been murdered over there. In fact, anybody, of course, is opposed
to them. Oh, yes, of course. And this is the major question probably as well. We think that the poisoning which was used for the first time in London. Indeed, it was not. We do know that probably at least several times it was used inside Russia. And we do also know that the British government had a lot of difficulties to establish what was used as a poisoning. And it was really a miracle, a scientific miracle, that they were able to understand that polonium-210 was used. So it's very possible that the Russian Secret Service or the Soviet Secret Service was using this poisoning before somewhere in the world. We just do not really know about this because we were not able to establish it.
And, of course, this is a government that thinks nothing at all about killing people, whether they be Russians or living in Russia, or, as Mr. Litvinenko had actually been, was a refugee, living in Great Britain. But when they're out to get you, they're going to kill you, man. Of course, that's why the book is important. It's fascinating to read. It was written, of course, co-written by our guest today, Yuri Feltsinsky, and, of course, Viktor Litvinenko. And Viktor Litvinenko was he actually poisoned before the book was actually released?
No. The book was written in 2001. We started to write it in 2000. We finished the manuscript in 2001. And, it was published after Litvinenko was killed, of course, and became a bestseller. It's available in any major bookstores in the world, literally. By the end of this year, it's going to be published in 20 countries. It's available on internet, on Amazon.com, in English. Of course, it was published in Britain, in the United States, in Portugal, Brazil, Poland, it was published in Russian in Kiev. But the book is banned in Russia. The Russian government officially banned this book. This never happened before, by the way. This was the first time when the book was officially banned for distribution by the Russian government. And this is because we have a very solid case against the Russian Secret Service, because this is the only book so far written about the Russian Secret Service of contemporary Russia, covering the period between 1991 and 1999. And Litvinenko, of course, who was working for KGB all his life, was the only known defector from the contemporary Russian Secret Service, and who was telling us the stories and the history of the contemporary Russian Secret Service. There were several, of course, defectors who defected from the Soviet KGB, but not from the FSB, which was organized in the 90s after collapse of the Soviet Union.
And so the book is really very important. It's called Blowing Up Russia, and you can get that at your local bookstore, and at least soon be available in soft cover. But it gives you an idea of the degree that these people will go to silence anyone as a descendant. Use Viktor Litvinenko as an example. If you want, of course, defect, if you want to talk publicly, you want to write a book, why, of course, you're going to die. And do you think that they've frightened and intimidated a lot of people because of what happened to Viktor, who is your friend?
Well, first of all, Russia takes the second place after Iraq. When you compare the amount of journalists killed in action. And being a journalist in Russia is a very dangerous profession. There were several major journalists killed in Russia. A well-known journalist and my friend, I should say, Anna Politkovskaya, was killed in October of 2006. This was just a month before Litvinenko was poisoned. So Russia is a very dangerous place for journalists to write, because The FSB, which controls the government now, tries to control everything and everybody. They're using money now as well, but if they're not able to buy or to control, they kill, because this is an organization of killers, and this has to be understood. They try to avoid killing, they try to use it as a last resort, but when they have no choice and when they feel that a person or an organization is a danger for their system or for their corporation, they kill. That's why they killed Plitvin Enkov, because they could not control him or could not buy him. That's why they killed Politkovska, because they could not control her and could not buy her. That's why they destroyed Yukos and Khodorkovsky, because they could not control him or to buy him. He was too rich for them to buy. So that's the nature of the work. That's how they do it. If they're not able to control, they kill. That's why it's very dangerous when those people are in control of Russia. And that's why it's important to understand what's happening in Russia. It's not because we could influence them. Unfortunately, it is very difficult to influence Russia. But it is very important to understand what the Russia is, who is in charge, what's happening in Russia. Because when the events will, you know, develop differently, and sooner or later something will happen in Russia, I'm quite sure that this regime, which is created by Putin, is not going to exist for very long. We have to know what was going on and what is going on in order to understand how to help the new Russia and Russian people.
But what can the Russian people do, after all, when you have the KGB, when you have a military, when you have a police force, any opposition, they'll take you off and whisk you away and get into a secret prison, or they'll kill you? There can be no opposition, especially when the people in the West or people in Western government seem so intent upon continuing to loan money and transferring technology to Russia. Do the Russian people have any hope? Certainly reading the writings of Solzhenitsyn, why, he simply seemed to think that it was the West who was keeping the KGB and the communists in power. And, of course, there's some people who think that they're still doing that. Is there any truth to that? In other words, has Russia been largely influenced by grants of money and extensions of technology, transfers of technology from the West?
Well, what you are saying is correct, except that it was precisely what you could say about the Soviet Union as well. You see, the Soviet Union was very strong. The government had control over everything. Military, of course, was serving the government, and KGB was serving the government as well. Nevertheless, in August of 1991, Soviet Union collapsed in a matter of 24 or 48 hours. And Russia is much weaker than the old Soviet Union. And once again, with all this bluffing which was going on, you know, in Russia and from Russia, that Russia is becoming or became again a strong military power, that it's able to fly to strategic bombers, that it was using a new weapons, actually today they were using, as they were demonstrating the power of new vacuum bomb, etc. Russia is still a very, very weak country. Russia is not strong at all. And this system will collapse, I should say, the way the Soviet Union collapsed in August of 1991, because nothing actually is changed. The Soviet Union was a huge centralized empire, and the Russian Federation, which is built by Putin now and is going probably to continue to be built the same way by the next president, again at one point will become a very centralized small Russian Federation empire, which will collapse. It will not be able to survive.
And what you're basically saying is that centralized planning really doesn't work then.
Well, it's not just central planning. It's Russia is still a multinational state. And the only way for a multinational state to exist is through the decentralization of power, through confederation, not through centralized power when everything is concentrated in one city, especially when this is a huge country like Russia, and especially when this city is Moscow, which is far away from a lot of Russian districts and a lot of Russian republics. And this is not going to work. It's something which is so simple to understand if you, you know, if you are educated and if you have a particular philosophy. But for people like Putin, for people like the FSB officers, this is very difficult to understand, because for them the most important thing is to control. And the easiest way to control, they think, is through one central, when everything is centralized. And when all permissions are given in Moscow and through Moscow. That's why they're not able to understand this, because that's, you know, it goes against their nature, against all their instinct. They do not really care about Russia. They do not really know how to build. These are people who were never trained to build. They were trained to kill, to control, to suppress, because all of them were working for KGB all their lives. Now they're in control of the country, but they're not really good managers at all. They were never managers. They were never trained to build. They do not know how to build. And that's why they even do not have ideology, because they're from KGB, which is a particular organization, which particular goals under the particular government, which at that time was the Soviet government. So when you try to understand whether something is built in Russia, you see that nothing is built. They have surplus of money because they sell oil and gas for a lot of dollars. But that's as much as they have. There is nothing. Nothing was built during the last 8 years in Russia.
And so basically, this is why, when we had talked before to Yuri, he had mentioned that you get an hour outside of Moscow and St. Petersburg, you're still back in the 19th century. And that thought has really impressed me. I remember our first conversation, and I wanted, of course, to get that idea out again. All you hear about Russia, about its tremendous wealth, none of this means anything, because they can't be productive, because they have centralized planning, and of course there's little or no freedom. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Life in a fishbowl. No, not in an aquarium. The behaviors of these specimens were observed while they were driving their cars. When we come back, I'll tell you what you've been doing on the road.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Stretch limos with tinted windows aside. What we do while driving is on display for everyone to see. And according to an Exxon poll of 1,000 drivers, our top three favorite activities are: 1 in 5 of us flirt with other drivers.
Another 40% actually reach out and touch someone with our cell phones. And the number one private activity that 70% of us perform for public view is the ever-popular eating. Now that gives dining and dashing a whole new meaning. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
So I think that the day will be changed quite beautiful.
All right. Well, our guest has been Sidney Yuri Peltsinski, and he feels that the whole system is going to collapse over there in Russia not too long after the 2008 elections. I certainly hope and pray he's right. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us. As always, it's a fascinating hour.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Mike, who's calling in locally. He has a local announcement. Mike, go right ahead and tell our listeners about the program. It's going to be this evening, put on by the 9/11 Commission. Where is that meeting?
At the Rio Theater, down on 1205 Southwell Avenue at 7 p.m. this evening. Only one showing until next year. This is Alex Jones's new version of the movie Terror Storm, revealing the history of government-sponsored terrorism. So join us for an educational evening and get an understanding of the way our government uses war and terror to implement foreign and domestic policy.
And, of course, that's
so very... For more information, please call 477-4556 or email santacruz911truth@yahoo.com.
And, of course, that's evening. This evening at 7 o'clock at the Rio Theater. Of course, that's right where Seabright comes into Sunkel. God bless. Thanks very much, Mike.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, fine. Now, this is the time when I need to try to explain to the American people that there's so much that people really don't understand. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We go into the background of how Russia and the communist movement was financed from its inception from right here in the United States and our allies in the Brotherhood of Darkness throughout the world. If you want to know who finances the American Communist Party and the American movement, you need to get the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence. That's Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we've kept in print for a decade or more. And, of course, you will find out that great American foundations have been financing the American Communist Party and movement. Why would they do that? Well, because nothing is it appears to be. You need to get the books Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution by Professor Sutton. You need to get his book, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, and my video interview with Professor Sutton before he died, entitled The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. You need to get my interview with Norman Dodd, who is the Director of Research for the Reese Committee that studied the great foundations. And, of course, that is available in our CD or four tape set, The Secret Government. And, of course, you'll find out that the whole idea has always been to build up the Soviet Union. And then, of course, we put together a pamphlet. It consists of four newsletters. It's called The Capitalist Communist Conspiracy. And that's the term that was used by Solzhenitsyn when he actually talked to the United Auto Workers. I think it was 1975. We have the full text of that speech that he gave, but we've included a lot of it in our Capitalist Communist Alliance pamphlet, which is three or four newsletters. They're very, very economical, and you can get them either one or you can get them in bulk form, because you need to find out, you need to realize that from the very inception of communism, it has been financed by our government, by the people who come from the other side. And there really is another side. There are people who have no loyalty to America, who've used communism because we needed an enemy. And just as the KGB needed an enemy, of course, in Moscow, so they blew up the apartment houses and killed 300 Russians to get Russia into the war with Chechnya. So our leaders have done exactly the same thing. And both political parties are controlled by the same people. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, but get the pamphlet, The Capitalist Communist Alliance. Find out who it was who financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. Have you ever wondered how a little country the size of the state of Mississippi was able to fight the United States, the greatest nation in the world, for 10 long years, and we lost the war? It didn't happen by accident. It never was a war. We never went there to win. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking...